This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamb. There is still no conclusion in the race for Colorado's 8th Congressional District. Two candidates have drawn even closer as vote counting continues. The gap between incumbent Democrat Yadira Caraveo and Republican Gabe Evans has been as narrow as 1,200 votes. The 8th District includes cities just north of Denver and further north to Greeley. Voters rejected a proposed amendment to the Colorado Constitution on school choice. Amendment 80 was voted down by 52% of voters Tuesday. Christy Burton Brown is with Advance Colorado, the group behind the proposal.
I think right now Coloradans are very happy with their school choice rights and may not feel like they're under threat.
Burton Brown says she thinks a measure like Amendment 80 could succeed in the future to protect charter schools facing closures. Opponents of this fall's proposal argued it could lead to school vouchers and public money going to private schools. The snowstorm we've seen the past few days is expected to continue into Saturday, and several Colorado ski resorts plan to open today, including Breckenridge. Sarah LaCoco is with Vail Resorts.
You know, not every opening day looks like this, so this is pretty cool to see. It looks more like January right now than early November.
Arapahoe Basin, Eldora, Keystone, and Wolf Creek opened last month. Today could bring heavy snow for parts of Colorado. There are details at CPR.org about what to expect. We are told that highway travel might be impossible in some areas tonight and overnight. Governor Polis has declared a disaster emergency ahead of this latest wave of snow. This is CPR News.